Since we're in International Stress Awareness Week, this is very good timing to invite into the studio Dr. Gary Sprouse. He is a retired physician, and he has a unique perspective on stress. It's a pleasure to welcome you, Gary. Thanks for coming in. Oh,
thank you so much for having me come up here. This is awesome.
I know that you have come to this point of understanding from a lot of personal experience yourself. And so the book that has come out of this, Highway to Your Happy Place, A Roadmap to Less Stress, what is that roadmap?
Yeah, the first thing I had to do was say, where are we trying to get to? So that's when I started coming up with this idea of a happy place. And so everybody has this idea of a happy place, and maybe you're at the beach, maybe you're at the lake in the mountain. The rooms are the same in everybody's happy place. How they're decorated is very different, right? So they might listen to classical music, or they might listen to rock and roll, but they have the same room, right? There's a music room, right? So what I started doing was identifying the rooms that are in everybody's happy place, and then people can furnish them however they want. I give them six rooms. So the first room is having contentment. The second room is having some pleasurable events in your life. The third one is having the anticipation of having pleasure, which is very different, right? And the fourth one is then feeling gratitude. So I wake up in the morning and I have this 50-point wake up where I'm alive, 10 points. I have food in the refrigerator, 10 points. So I get 50 points just by my eyes opening up in the morning. And then the next one is fulfillment. And I see this a lot with people that are retired. Like, their fulfillment has come from being a worker. And so when they stop being a worker, they're like, what do I do now? Like, what's my purpose in life? How am I going to get fulfilled? There's three things that I talk about. One is giving. Second is learning. And then the third thing, and this is where people struggle, is having a purpose. The last one is what I call CASH. It's an acronym I made up. And it stands for being connected, feeling accepted, feeling safe, and having hope. And when you put all those rooms together, man, what a nice happy place that is.
If you were to say one thing to somebody who is really stressed, and let's face it, this has been a very stressful week, what would that be?
So here is my insight that you talked about in the introduction. So the insight is, as a doctor, I would give people prescriptions, say, hey, here's a medicine for your diabetes, your high blood pressure, and it has these great benefits. Oh, but it might have a couple side effects. So when I took that idea and applied it to the human brain, here's the insight, that the majority of our stresses, they're actually side effects to our skills. So we have the ability to look into the future and we go, oh, next week, tomorrow, whatever. The side effect is that we have to worry about it. So the first thing is be grateful you have the skill, because my dog does not. So what I talk about then is, here's worry. It's envisioning the future, yay. Two is it's focusing on all the bad things that can happen. And then three is having the fear reaction right now to that idea. So what I say to people is, like, I want you to learn how to have future, but without the side effect. And so I talk about realistic optimism, and I have a worry organizer. And then that way, you now feel prepared. And when you feel prepared, that makes you feel safer and not worry as much, which then, guess what? Get to be in your happy place.
As you can hear, Dr. Gary Sprouse is very passionate about helping people to have less stress. And he will be at Books and Brews at Union Craft on Saturday, November 16th. And he has a couple of books out. If you'd like to find out more, you can visit his Facebook page, which is
The Less Stressed Doc.
Thank you so much to Dr. Gary Sprouse.